السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وعلى ذريته وعلى أصحابه وعلى كل من آمن بدعوته بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين. آمين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him and His Highness who has sent His Messenger with guidance to guide the humanity from the darkness of ignorance to his wisdom and his right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the final and the seal of all his messengers to humanity. He has told the message as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessing to the soul of the messenger of Allah, Muhammad, and to the souls of his wives, and to the souls of his descendants, and to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of the believers who have been and will be following his right path until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about makarim al-akhlaq التي بعث بها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My khutbah today is about the best of manners that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted Sayyidina Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام to finalize and complete for humanity. In a famous hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام says, إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. I was sent to finalize and complete what humanity has known, the best manners. Certainly, before him, عليه الصلاة والسلام, there were good manners preached by his brothers, the messengers of Allah, before him. Isa عليه السلام وموسى عليه السلام وإبراهيم ونوح وكل الأنبياء والرسل. All of them preached مكارم الأخلاق. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for this humanity to have it all. And that was through Muhammad عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. I found some of the most beautiful, best manners mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Hujurat. And this is chapter 49 of the Holy Quran. And in particular, some ayat 6 to 15 of Surah Al-Hujurat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us one of the best manners that we can have is that we should investigate before we react. If somebody comes to you with news, with something, so-and-so said this about you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, don't react quickly. That person may not be telling the truth. He may or she may add something to what has been said. You need to investigate. First, be sure. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. In ayah 10, verse 10, Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَا خَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. The mu'minun, the believers, are brothers and sisters. If there is a fight, disagreement among two of them, don't just side with one against the other. Your job, Allah is telling you, is to mend the relation, to mediate, not to take sides and increase the dispute. That's also the best of manners. Allah is guiding us. This is how society straightens up. And in verse 11 of Surah Al-Hijrat, that's chapter 49 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us among the most beautiful manners that if we follow, we will be happy in families, at work, with neighbors, with society as a whole. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, you have believed, don't you ever ridicule, make fun of a man, somebody. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. And you female believers, don't ridicule each other also. Don't make fun of each other. It's easy. We have weaknesses. We are not angels. We are not gods. We're human beings, we have weaknesses, we have shortcomings. Instead of making fun and ridiculing somebody for a mistake, you can tell them, you can mend them, you can repair them, you can attract their attention to their mistake. Just imagine the feeling of the victim when he or she is ridiculed and made fun of. And compare it with the same person if he is really gently told, that was really not right what you said. You could say it better, or what you did. Oh, I'm sorry, and it ends very well. ولا تنابذوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to use names that we hate. I have a characteristic I really don't want anybody to mention. Why are you mentioning it? Look at that. Such and such person who has that characteristic or this characteristic. He hates it. He doesn't like it. Why are you using it? Allah is telling us, don't do that. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. If we make a mistake sometimes and oh my God, whoops, I just used a name that is bad. Okay, I'm sorry. Please Allah forgive me. I'm not going to do that. That's great. That's when we come back, when we return to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that. But those who don't repent and continue doing that, they are, Allah described them as zalimun, self-oppressors. They are doing something bad to themselves. And in verse 12 of Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. O you who have believed, avoid reacting on guessing. Guessing may be wrong and sin, actually. Again, it's corroborating what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us before. Investigate. Don't build your reaction to people on just guessing. Maybe he said that. Maybe she said that. Maybe they hate me. Maybe they don't like me. Why are you using maybe? Allah doesn't want us to use maybe. Allah wants us to know. Go and ask. Investigate. ولا تجسسوا. And Allah doesn't want us to spy on each other. If your brother, if your sister wants to tell you about what is going on in their life, that's great. They are considering you intimate or close to them. But if they don't want to tell you, you shouldn't spy on them to know. That's Allah saying that. Because it may lead to problems. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ. And don't backbite each other. Backbiting is saying something your brother, your sister doesn't like to hear. That's backbiting. Because if it is really good, you can tell it in their faces and they will be happy. The fact that you are saying it behind their backs, it means it is harming to them. It's hurtful to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used an example to make us hate that and should stop it. He said, backbiting is like eating the flesh of your brother. Not only your brother, maytan, the dead flesh of your brother. And he said, you hate that, you are not going to do that. And if you are not going to do that, then don't backbite. Don't say bad things, negative things about your brother and your sister behind their back. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ. Be righteous. And if you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing himself. He is التواب الرحيم. He accepts repentance. He is the most merciful. But it has to be sincere repentance. In verse 13 of Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. Oh, you have, Oh, you people, it's really open. It's not just for the believers. He's speaking to everybody on this planet. I have created you as male and female, and you intermarry, and you create communities, and you create nations. And I want you to know each other, to interact peacefully with each other, cordially, in a cooperative way. That's the meaning of لتعارف. Then he added, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best among you, the most righteous, the most honorable, the word أَكْرَمَكُمْ, the most honorable among you, in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the one who is righteous, who is pious, who is doing the right thing actually. It's not your height or your weight or your race or your wealth or your status, power status. It's not you as a man or as a woman. It is you as a righteous person, a person who knows the truth and follow it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha alimun khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the expert and he knows it all. In verse 14 of Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49 of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal said, قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. The desert dwellers at the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام were less informed, usually in the desert, away from Al-Madinah and the lessons of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. They came to him and they said to him, we are believers. Allah taught the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to tell them, to answer them, no, you are not believers. You accepted Islam. You just submitted. You just entering the first step. But you are not still faithful believers. It hasn't entered your hearts. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Still, there is something has to happen in order for you to say, I am really mu'min. Muslim is great. And it's the first step, doing what's required. Iman, there is something else. وَإِن تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِدْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. The first thing you need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His commands, and His messenger, whatever the messenger taught to you. And nothing of your deeds will be wasted. Everything, مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّ, an atom weight of deed will be accounted for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again saying about himself, Ghafurun Rahim, forgiving and merciful when we make mistakes. And finally, in verse 15 of Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله. Then he's telling us, this is a continuation of verse 14. He said, you're Muslim, you just accepted Islam, but you're still not believers. So who is a believer? He's explaining it to us. The believer is the one who, in addition to requirements of Islam, siyam, fasting, prayers, and giving zakat, and Hajj and Shahadatin. In addition to that, you have to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in what the Messenger of Allah has taught you. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Not only you should have faith, you should not have doubt. Allah said 1, 2, 3, 4. I accept that. I should not have doubt about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. Then what? وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. Then, as a result of no doubt, then they are willing to make jihad, to make a struggle, using their money and themselves for the sake of Allah, في سبيل الله. Then, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Then they are the ones who are truthful, that they are believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all among them. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is close, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. From the several ahadith, many actually ahadith about مكارم الأخلاق. ما رواه صحابي النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن البر والإثم فقال البر حسن الخلق والإثم ما حاك في صدرك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This Sahabi, this companion, asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, what is righteousness and what is sin? He wants just a few words, concise. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام answered him, righteousness is good manners, how you treat people. And sin, ithm, is what you think about inside your mind, but you don't dare to say it. If you say it, people would look down at you. If you are afraid to say it, then this is sin. Don't do it. Keep it there. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة. The Prophet, this is Abu Hurairah, the companion, may Allah be pleased with him, asked, he said, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was asked, what is that one thing that would help people enter al-Jannah in the hereafter? قال تقوى الله وحسن الخلق. تقوى الله means righteousness, minding Allah, watching Allah. You don't see him, but he sees you. If you think about him, when you are saying, when you are doing, that's taqwa. So thinking about Allah in our words and in our actions, that's one. وحسن الخلق, good manners to your brothers and sisters. When you think about all of this, it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. We are His creation. He doesn't want us to harm each other. That's the bottom line of good manners. What are good manners? Being nice to people around you, starting with your family and your friends, your work, your neighbors, the humanity. وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة من حسن الخلق وإن الله يبغض الفاحش البذيء. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أبي الدرداء, one of the companions, may Allah be pleased with him, said the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said the heaviest in your scale at the day of judgment as a mu'min taking you inshallah to Jannah, the heaviest is what you can consider as حسن الخلق, good manners. I behaved in good manners towards this and that. My family, my neighbors, my friends, the world. That's the heaviest you can take with you. Taqwa Allah, righteousness, and good manners. وأن الله يبغض الفاحش البذيء, and Allah hates the one who speaks obscene, bad language that people don't like to hear. It hurts other people. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن من أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا. He said, this is Jabir, the companion of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the one who is most beloved by me among you, the one whom I will love most among you in the day of judgment, and the closest to me also in audience, he will be in audience with the Prophet ﷺ, are those who behaved in good manners in their life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this our guidance throughout our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to teach it to our children, so they can really maintain this great characteristic of Islam, as we are, inshallah. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu ad-da'awati ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma la tad' lana fi hadha al-yawm al-'azim dhanban illa ghafarta ولا دينا إلا سددت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا غائبا إلا رددت ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straight in the line and complete them, it is a sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm Al-Din, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين, لقد خلقناك في أحسن تقويم, لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم, ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين, إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين, أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام.